Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share.
Open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast. My name is Eugene Gashaga.
And my name is Adnan Jain.
And this is, I think, episode four?
Yes, episode four of season three. This has been a very random season. Didn't have a theme. So far, we've talked about going out during the pandemic, we talked about prayers, we talked about alignment.
Or synchronicity.
Yeah. Welcome to episode four.
I think this one was mostly like your idea though.
Yeah, so as you guys know, at the start of our episodes, we like to have a little question and answer segment for you guys to get to know us better. So we figured for this episode, we would have an entire episode dedicated to that. But before we get into that, how have you been? How's your week?
I've been amazing. I think just the weather being the way it is now, just sunny, I thrive. It seems like I can wake up in the morning and then like, I can see a bit of like the sun in the sky. It's a nice tint. It's a nice like shade of blue. I'm normally inside.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love it now. The season is, and it's Libra season, so.
Oh yeah, it's Libra season. We're both Libras.
So yeah, I'm excited about my week. Yeah, so it's been good so far. You?
My week has been good too. It's not been that busy, which is nice. I've been happy, so it's been good.
Nice. Do you think it's the thing that you changed in your routine that actually, or it's just generally the vibe? Just in the
I
air?
Think also it's just the vibe, just like the energy.
Okay.
Yeah, very positive. But the weather as well. I love it when it's sunny. I don't mind the short rains at all.
I think I've also been doing well with inside timer. So every time before I sleep, I use the sleep music. So I used to have the routine. I always put the same one every night because I know it works.
Yeah.
But now I was like, let me just explore a bit. Let me see. Been okay, so I actually feel like I sleep better, and that's why I'm able to wake up even earlier because it's just
I rested. Yeah.
So I think that's what I changed about my routine also.
I feel like maybe one time we should talk about that actually on an episode, like solfeggio sounds and how different frequencies affect you
that's
in
crazy.
Different ways. That would be a fun episode.
True.
Okay, I think we can get into today's episode. So we have a list of like about 20 questions that we're going to answer. And yeah, just talk about it. If there's a story, you'll get to hear the story behind the answer. I think it's going to be fun. So I'll go first. The first question is, what was the first concert you ever attended?
Honestly, RVF.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, that's what I consider like a concert.
A concert.
Yeah. Because I never went for the insider ones and they used to have French. I go Latinis, never.
Same.
So.
Hey, I was like a baby.
So I guess. Yeah, maybe that one. Nah, I was never get for actually BlackRock. Or...
I went to BlackRock, but I wouldn't consider that a concert either.
Okay, yeah, true. So maybe Floodies, but still no. So I guess, yeah, for me it's that. RBF was first one.
Okay.
You?
The first one I ever went for when I was really young, it was like a farewell concert when Issa passed away.
Mad.
And there was like a whole concert I went to, and that was... That was a really nice first concert to go for.
That's dope. But if I'm to check it, maybe Kayamba Africa or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when you're
sure.
A kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's like a closing ceremony for Total Motor Show.
Mm.
And then maybe, and this is way back. So I think, yeah, I was pretty young, maybe 6, 7. And after you see all the cars and everything, then at the end on Sundays, a live performance, this time happy Kayamba Africa. Mad. Remember when the guy signed my magazine? Ah, I was gone. So yeah, that's first concert now, to actually think about it.
That's dope. Okay, first job. I think job that I can actually say, I was doing like social media management for for a brand.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was doing. Obviously they weren't paying me because they were taking advantage, but I also had no idea what I was doing.
Okay.
But it was what I was interested in, so it made sense at the time.
Yeah. Mine was a very interesting term. It was content creator at Homeboys.
Mm-hmm.
Never really understood the term, but just to work at a radio station where you've always listened to the music, it was like so surreal. So for me, that's first job. I remember it was interesting.
So next question, you'll have to pull out your phone for this one. What is your most used emoji? Mine is the laughing emoji, that's the top.
Like the faces, the love hearts, and the eyes. or like life advice.
Yeah. Interesting. Would you change your name? What name would you pick? I wouldn't change my name. I really like my name.
Yeah, I don't think. Same here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really. What do you want to add?
I have enough names. I think I'm good with my names. I like my names. I like the initials together.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no regrets. You? You would add?
I'd keep mine.
Okay.
No, I just thought instead of removing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite subjects in school? I guess we started primary school.
I was okay for science. I loved science.
English for me, for sure.
Math.
What did you used to learn?
Math, English, Swahili. It used to be like religious studies.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of CRE.
No, I'm saying like that wasn't my favorite.
Oh, no, I'm trying to go like through the list.
Yes.
Science, of course. Then GHC became either social studies or something. I used to like social studies.
I just used to like English, to be honest. I used to like Swahili as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nah, Swahili was wonky. That shit, nah, it was complicated. All the way until high school, Swahili was complicated. Yeah. Like, I enjoyed, but it was a lot of work, like, to pass your tests in Swahili.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. High school. Chemistry for me.
Physics.
And business.
Math, chemistry. Those I love. French is like top there.
Mm.
Yeah, I love those. Geography, yeah.
Okay, you are really about to say.
No, it's because I also did 7 subjects in secondary school.
Instead of 8?
8, I think the option then peak was if you're doing 9. That's like the madman,
oh, yeah,
that's the guy.
But there used to be some schools where it was like triple science is compulsory. Imagine.
So I think ours, chemistry was compulsory.
Same.
So now I just pick either or, and I was just like,
I love
biology. I was like, fuck that shit.
I love biology.
They got me when they told me to start drawing shit. I'm like, nah, I can't get creative with it. Like, I have to draw it exactly the way it is. I'm not about it.
Interesting.
Those are my favorite ones. Math. Did I say math? Okay, math maybe later, like when I got maybe form 3. Okay.
And then uni?
Oh, uni, ethics.
Ooh.
That was one of my
favorite
ones.
I did like a unit or 2 units. No, a unit, I think, of philosophy. That was really
Yeah,
like
philosophy
my...
was a mad one.
I loved my marketing units, I can't lie. Like, those were interesting. Apart from marketing research, the others were pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty much it for me.
I'm trying to think, like, yeah, I think. I never enjoyed, like, the tough. Like, oh, math, yeah, not like the whole thing
but
is just
bare
math.
Degree, yeah.
Yeah, but in terms of this, I knew. Like, it's just an expansion of what I learned, like, in high school. You know what I mean? As long as you ever understand, like, in math, you understand the basics, you just apply it across.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, fine, this is, I kind of get it, but I want something different. I've been learning these things from primary school.
Yeah.
I want, like, a new thing I can add to myself. So I was like, yeah, ethics is crazy. Psychology was a mad one.
I never did psychology.
Yeah, that shit was trippy, so I liked it. If you could live as anyone in the world for one day, who would you pick? That's crazy, though.
Right? It's like endless possibilities.
You know what I mean? This was a tough thing when you put it together.
Honestly, I would pick like a monk or like a leader of monks. What are they called?
Oh, yeah?
I feel like that would change everything. Like more than anything else, because I feel like that would be such an inward.
Yeah. Okay. Ours is deep, though.
Okay.
Ours gonna be like chunks. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
I feel
dope.
Like chunks actually gets
he's,
to live like such an
like
interesting,
he's having fun,
and interacting with like professional football players.
Mm.
Like they know you.
Mm.
That's big clout. Big. So yeah, I think chunks.
Okay.
Read out the last message you sent, text or WhatsApp. So it's or, not that he.
No, it's the one that's the most recent. If you most recently sent a text.
Yeah. Let's see.
Mine was send videos to my mom.
Mine was this, and then the same emojis are my favorite ones. What's the one thing about you that surprises you? So I guess we answer for each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's your... I'll say one thing.
Mm. That surprises you in terms of like... It wasn't until like we really became friends that you knew. You didn't have guessed, okay.
Yeah. I think in truth it's the amount of strength you have, like emotionally, mentally, physically. I mean, your arms can do some work, but I think, yeah, that's what I've learned about just like the strength you have and the resilience and perseverance you have whenever it comes to you interacting whatever challenges, like, or whatever life is throwing at you. You're also able to thrive at the same time because you're able to appreciate. I don't know, there's a lot I can say.
I would say, okay, but that's not something, like, I always knew you were kind. I was going to say your kindness, but I feel like that's one of the first things people get. I think you're really determined, like, more than it shows. Like, it's unless someone is really, like, talking to you consistently, that they'll be able to see. Because, you see, you seem really chill and just, like, but then you're so determined and you work really hard.
Oh, okay.
I think that's something, I don't think that's something I knew until I knew it.
Okay. Thanks. What does success mean to you?
For me, success means comfort, peace, privacy, and just an impact, having an impact. Okay. That's when I would say I was successful.
Yeah.
I think that's when I am successful.
Good
when yeah. That's when I'm successful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's having, being able to live my passions every single day, not being worried about having my basic needs met. And they're not just met in bare, but I'm actually living a good life. But I'm actually able to wake up every day with the freedom to choose how I want to spend my day.
Yeah.
That's what means one part of success. Thing number two is having peace of mind. That is key. And having a family is something like I will take pride in and cherish. Just be, and also having them be stable. And having worked hard enough to actually provide and make sure that they're good no matter what they would decide they want to do with their lives.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about their futures. Just pursue your passion. The same and being able to do what I'm doing now. You're also able to, from an early age. I think, yeah. What qualities do you value in friends and partners?
Loyalty.
I want to say, like, just space. Like, to be able to be yourself. So, I don't want to put a label to it. I think that's, like, just someone who's able to do that, and to your own level of understanding what that space and what that freedom means, and vulnerability, I think. Yeah. For friends, I think, yeah, it's loyalty, someone I can trust.
Big, yeah. big.
Not only just with my secrets, but even just to back me.
To hold me accountable, to be genuine, like, yeah, to just be a genuine friend.
I think, yeah, for me, that's one thing. I think for a partner is, someone who actually appreciates themselves and values themselves. I think everybody does, but it's like a level before, it's confidence, and but also the line of cockiness. I feel like just being able to be confident in yourself kind of shows how much you believe in yourself and understand yourself, I think. Yeah.
Okay. For a partner, I would say honesty, like just that next level type of honesty where it's uncomfortable, weird, sure, but it's always honesty. That's a quality that I really like. It's necessary.
Yeah. I think last one for me, maybe partner is someone who can actually make me laugh. So it's their own funny, not my type of comedy. It's just them. They're funny in their own like ways. So I feel like for me that's something I'd appreciate in a partner, or I always appreciate.
Recommend one movie you think everyone should watch. I would say either The Perks of Being a Wallflower or The Grand Budapest Hotel. Those are movies I think everyone could watch.
Those are good movies.
Doesn't matter how old you are. Like, I feel like that's a movie everyone... If you haven't watched that and you want to have like a... Okay, don't watch Perks of Being a Wallflower with your parents. Actually, it wasn't even bad. Nothing crazy happened.
On?
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
No. Nothing will happen.
So just cut that part out. Yeah, those are the movies I would recommend for everyone.
I think one, Superbad. Just the cast, amazing. I think two, The Matrix.
Fun fact, I never watched it.
Yeah. So I guess.
Okay. Tell us about a book or a piece of content that you consumed recently that taught you something or changed your perspective on life.
A TikTok, and I think it was borrowing from Atomic Habits.
James Clear.
And he was talking about how, I think to make things easier on yourself, I'm just like paraphrasing though, and it's like, choose something that's the least amount of friction, or that causes the least amount
of
friction.
Least resistance.
Yeah. And it was, like, if you're going to say you're going to work out every day, the night before you sleep, you gather all your, like, your working clothes, like, your workout clothes, put them next to your, like, if you have a nightstand or a bedside table, put them the first thing you see when you wake up. It makes it harder for you to be like, oh, no, now I got to go get my things to change. So that I saw, and I'm like, kind of makes me want to look at things very differently. Yeah.
Is it, like, something you've applied in one way or another?
I literally saw this thing, I think, today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think it's something we've seen.
Right now.
I say I'm like, yeah, I want to be able to apply it now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's changed my perspective on life.
I was really trying to think. I think I'll just go with the book, the last book I read called The Time of My Life. The book was about this girl who meets her life. So imagine your life as a person. And then now imagine how they would be TC. Anyway, the end of the book was really, really good. It was basically about how you should, the same way you shower affection, love, attention to your husbands, wives, parents, children, and forever friends, you have to do so equally with your life, because it's yours, it's you, and it's always rooting for you, cheering you on, even when you feel like you can't do it. So yeah, it just
fine.
Really made a lot of sense.
Yeah that's crazy. I like that. Like,
it's like just a reminder to be a bit more gentle
on yourself, and also,
yeah,
like, I think everything unravels when it actually needs to be unraveling, for lack of a better way of looking at it.
Yeah.
It's something I struggle with maybe sometimes, is understanding that life, you're always going to be where you need to be when you need to be, as long as you have the awareness of that.
Okay. Next question. What's your favorite way to start the day, and what do you enjoy about that? My favorite way to start the day is slowly. Generally, I'd like to just ease into the day. It takes me a minute. So I like to have those few minutes to either like meditate or go on my phone and play Lumosity. Just easing into the day slowly. That's my favorite. And quietly also.
Yeah.
Slowly and quietly, that's my favorite way to start the day. I just enjoy that like peace before all the energy
starts.
And all
yeah.
the yeah.
I think for me, it's like not touch my phone until after I have breakfast.
Mm.
So I get up, but I'm not touching my phone. I like it, and especially I'm able to eat my fruits and like hear the birds. I like that piece.
Mm.
So yeah, I think for me, that's my best way.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How do you like to de-stress? You had a long week or day, and what's the one thing you know if you do it, it's like...
I think running, honestly. I know I don't do it as consistently as kind of helps me. Or also just being on Fruity Loops.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm able to channel like my emotions and my feelings a bit easier. Yeah.
I like to sleep. That de-stresses me.
Mm.
I like to get it out of my head. So like whatever stresses me. So maybe I'll journal. I like to sometimes talk about it. I would say those are the three things.
Yeah.
Those are the three ways it could go.
Oh shit. I guess also like journaling for me really helps. Yeah.
Same.
Everything I've mentioned, I'm not like the most consistent person with it, but I always try and make sure I improve like week on week.
Mm.
So if last week I was maybe doing it twice, then we try and do it three times this week. Just progressively, because I feel like I'm always trying to rush the change.
True.
You get like, I want to be good at working out every single day this week. But I feel like if I just say, okay, maybe 3 days out of the five, I did it, cool. Next week, let's push for four. Is that incremental? I feel like it makes it easier for me to take on new habits and be consistent. Yeah.
What album do you think has no bad songs?
That's a tough one. When you set me up.
No. Okay, I'll answer.
That's a tough one, yeah. Uh-huh.
Chanel Orange. It has no bad songs in my books.
Okay.
By Frank Ocean, in case you live under a rock.
I feel like anybody would know.
If you haven't listened to it, I don't even know. Just listen. You won't regret it, I promise.
I think I want to say Good Kid, Mad City.
Oh yeah, that's a classic for sure.
Yeah, I don't think it has it. Yeah, so for me, that's the one. One TV character you would be friends with, and why? TV character. That's wide also.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit techie.
I would say like you'd be friends with like Phil from Modern Family.
No, I feel like there's so many kids from
too much
like,
potential.
Yeah, too much. Like I feel he's up there though.
I'm like, what's wrong with Phil?
Nothing's anything wrong. I feel like that's a wide pool of people to want to be, you know. Yeah. I feel like I wanna be funny, there's someone I can pick for that. Yeah. Oh, that's like saying Dave Chappelle, why? Because of the Chappelle Show.
But
he's a TV character on that show.
But they mean the character, not the actor. So like if Jennifer Aniston played someone, that person, not Jennifer Aniston herself.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay. I was trying to get like a bit, damn, that's how I'm saying, like it's
too much.
I keep reading it like it's gonna change, you know. Cause I'm like that's crazy. Jeez, there's so much. Like if I say like Rick and Morty,
I was literally going to say that.
Yeah, I think. I feel like I wouldn't miss out on a lot. You know what I mean? Just playing. I get. Yeah, I'm going with that. Lock it in. Money's on that one. What is the most common lie about sex that you think is still commonly believed in? Hey. that's a wonky one. Like what's your, I feel like I don't even know where to start. So I want to see where you're going to set the bar then.
Okay. That sex is about orgasms.
Oh. Okay.
I think that's, it's about a lot more than that. That's what I'll say.
I think that's amazing, yeah. That's a good one. I think if you masturbate, you're gonna go blind. This was like told when I was young. So I think for me that's...
You think people still believe in that?
Oh shit, no. I thought it was me.
I'm like...
Okay, what happened, like, with an exam?
Just what comes to your mind?
It's so complicated, huh? So what's the common lie about sex that you think is commonly believed in? Like, I don't know, how am I supposed to know what people commonly believe in?
Like,
you know what I mean?
What's something you see, let's say, propagated online, or you hear people talk about and you're like, damn, that's really not it. Or something maybe you realized later on that you were like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. I thought this other thing was a thing.
This is going to sound crazy, but I think for me, I've always walked into it. Like every experience for me teaches me something. Like I never walk in with any expectation of anything. I'm always just like, I'm there for...
kind of.
Huh? No, like think about it this way, in terms of, I'm not walking in saying I know everything about sex.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I just meant like allowing this experience to be what it's going to be. I think whenever, I'm going to speak for myself, like you walk into something, some preconceived expectation of it, changes the whole experience.
Okay.
So I think for me, that's something it's hard like answering that question because I've never gone out of my cocoon of, oh, what do actually other people think? My partner might explain to me what their
experience
is. Yeah, maybe their job and memory make me think about it, but just off jump, off the rip, I can't think of.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Relationship advice you think everyone should know, and what's the story behind how you learned that? Okay, let's just see. What's the relationship advice you think everyone should know?
Yeah. I feel like communication is like underrated. I think it goes beyond just being able to talk about how your day was or what have you been up to. I think it's just also the being able to share your emotions, your thoughts with someone. More so when maybe you're not really on the same page about something. I think just being able to allow those two sides to have opposing opinions about something. We don't always have to agree, but as long as we're able to communicate how that decision affects me or makes me feel, that changes a lot, because it means the next time you decide to do something, you have way more consideration. It's not like you didn't know.
Is there like a particular time when you learned that, or is it just something you've always known?
I generally feel like I've drawn it from my experiences.
Mm.
I feel like the more I've applied it in my relationships moving forward, across from family, friends, so I'm able to practice that on a day-to-day. So it means when it gets to a partner, I'm able to kind of like, you know, like tailor it because it's not one specific person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say take the time to see if you and your partner or prospective partner can actually be friends. I think without friendship, without genuine friendship, it's kind of hard for the relationship to work or last. I also learned that from my experiences. Relationships can be very transactional if you and your partner aren't genuinely friends. Genuinely, like you'd hang out with this person on a non-romantic type of thing and enjoy the time you have together. So.
One conspiracy, you really believe in?
Is timeline shifting and jumping a conspiracy? Because I believe in that.
I've learned science though.
It's proven science.
Theoretically, but it hasn't been done yet.
Yeah.
The same way they had to prove like some, something with that, like the smallest, like molecule. I mean, if that's been proven, but no one has seen it.
Yeah.
So I think the jumping time, I think it's actually theoretically possible.
So you're saying my answer isn't a conspiracy?
Yeah, that's not, okay. It's science.
Actually, I think we can make this fun for a second. I'll read out some conspiracy theories and you tell me if you believe it's true.
No.
Okay. The moon landing was fake.
I want to say yes.
You think it's fake?
I think it's fake.
I don't think it's fake. Do you think 9/11 was an inside job? I think it was.
I think for me, I want to say no, because it's the, I think there's a picture, I think even like made it to the Times or something, or New York Times, of when George Bush received the message that the second plane had hit the building or something. Mm-hmm. It's a look on his face that it was an inside job. He'd have known it's happening, so he wouldn't have the expression that he had.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're expecting something, you'd be like, even if you're faking it, this one was genuine. Oh,
surprised.
Shit. Yeah.
There's a theory that COVID is for population control. Like,
I kind of
believe
that though.
For... Okay.
I kind of believe that. I also believe it's the, oh shit, this thing just happened. Oops, guys.
You just got out,
yeah, oh my god, sorry.
Then obviously a very popular one, the assassination of JFK was done by the government.
So I don't know how far deep for me I went through that whole story.
Okay.
I just know like he was like clotted, but from there, I don't know.
There's this whole thing about how people thought, so the guy who was actually accused, unfortunately he didn't make it to trial, he was killed while in police custody, but there's a time when he had taken this picture with a gun, which was believed to be the gun that he shot the president with, but then people were like, the picture, the sun is above him, but the shadow is behind him, like people analyzed it, said he was framed, so people think it's the government.
Mad.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
Okay.
Moving on.
Bigfoot.
You believe in Bigfoot?
I'm asking you, do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
I do.
I think it's just like a children's thing.
Don't come here.
Okay, sorry, no, that's you. Like.
Nah, I think I believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
I believe there's some weird ass shit in the
I
water.
Believe,
okay.
Like, there's a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
Okay.
I firmly believe that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Also vampires. And that's a bit stretched, but okay, so I look at the world. Like, there's things people do that you're not even aware of. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many layers to this world. So I'm burning off Squid Game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, if a game is set up like that and there's someone who's invested in having this game just for his own amusement, the people who do wild shit in this world. So
yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna believe in everything. Yeah. Let me leave my like inner child just to be wowed sometimes, you know. What is something you know is bad but continue to do?
Eat KFC.
This is gonna sound crazy, but social media.
That's actually insane. That's true.
I think for me,
that.
Yeah, I'm just like, not to say it doesn't have its benefits, I'm saying it's just not
personal.
I'm not where I am with like the way I used to be on social media. I feel like there's something that kind of changes in you for you to be like,
That's actually true though.
So yeah, I think for me that's it.
What's your favorite cuisine?
For me, Chapo counts as cuisine.
No, but cuisine in terms of the food of a particular culture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like... Chapo.
Okay, not meal.
What?
Cuisine.
Yeah, Chapo is a question. I started off my statement. It was deliberate.
Okay.
For me, Chapo is cuisine. But fine, if I'm going to make my tea, I'll really think about it. think I enjoy pastas. Like, just any way I'm willing to experiment with pasta, I have a way it goes.
So, like, Italian.
So, Italian food, yeah. So, not Italian, I feel, just pasta.
But let's tie it to a cuisine. Say you only could eat one cuisine the rest of your life, and you feel like that's who you would go with. Yeah. I would go with Asian.
Well, every dollar is said cuisine, but if I had a dollar for every time.
But maybe again, like, that's answering the question that I didn't understand why we're not communicating. Cuisine, chapo. Cuisine, like, Italian, but just pasta.
Yeah, I feel like it should be my answer.
But the question is cuisine.
Should we just like Google all cuisine?
Yes.
I feel like when you say Italian, it cuts across all those things. So I feel like I just want to say pasta. It's Italian, yes.
Okay.
But just pasta.
So cuisine is a style or method of cooking, especially as a characteristic of a... Cuisine is a style or method of cooking, especially as characteristic of a particular country, region, or establishment.
Okay. So I guess, yeah, it's, yes, Italian.
But pasta.
But not just pasta.
Specifically?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say Asian cuisine. I really love Asian
cuisine. Okay, say cuisine one more time.
I don't get it. I love Asian cuisine. Yeah, so I would say Asian cuisine, everything from like the broths, you can have ramen, you can have pho, like sushi.
Pho?
Yeah, sushi.
Yo, that, as a meal, you put me on.
Like, Asian food is just...
Pho is insane.
Okay, final question by you.
How are you actually feeling today?
Today I am feeling happy, genuinely. I'm really in a grateful mood. I feel like the month is coming to an end on a high. We're starting a new month on a high. We figured out the recording situation, which has brought a new sense of independence. I've been able to do everything I wanted to do this week. I'm healthy. I realize I've been healthy for the whole month. No worries at all. There's a lot to be grateful for. I'm really happy.
Good job.
I went off.
I'm like, damn, go, sis. Get him. Okay. Honestly excited. Honestly, like, re-energized in a sense. So I'm really excited. Just like, everything is good. The sun is out. Life is just working well. I'm sleeping good. I feel like sleep is underrated. Like, when I figured out how much an impact sleep has on your mood, sleep has been very important in just how my mood is nowadays. Eating well. So I think I'm just enjoying a very good space. Sweet. And I'm excited. I'm more creative now. I'm also just looking forward to like just Libra season, I think. Just a bit more like grateful just about life in general. So I'm in a really good place, I want to say.
Okay, so now we've answered pretty much all the questions, but we're going to do a few
that
more.
That was really interesting, sorry. But okay. I liked that.
That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I thought I knew certain things about you, but then I get also to be like, oh.
Same.
That's more.
That was fun. Okay. We're going to do a random quick fire. Okay, not random. But we're going to do a quick fire. Okay, so cats or dogs?
Cats.
Dogs.
Mad. Calls or texts?
Calls.
Calls. Early mornings or late nights?
Late nights.
Early mornings.
Hot or cold weather? Hot or
low? Hot.
Easy.
Definitely.
Easy. Have you ever been in love?
Are you mad? Yeah, like...
Yeah, same. Favorite cake flavor?
That's tricky.
Vanilla. How basic. Or red velvet if you're pushing it. I love red velvet, but the authentic type, not the one you just put red food coloring. Like, if you've actually used beetroot and made it nicely, I love that flavor.
I like, I really enjoy like a nice chocolate fudge cake. I'm a big sweet tooth, so I think for
huge.
Me,
yeah.
Yeah, that one for sure. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
DC.
Series or movies?
Movies.
Series.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Oh. That's a bit tech. That's a bit. I think I want to say mountains. Yeah.
Tacos or wings?
Wings.
Wings.
Sweet or savory?
Savory.
Sweet.
And then tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Easy tattoos.
Yeah.
Need more tattoos, if anything.
Well, I. Man, that was fun.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
That was a really fun episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it just as much as we have.
Thank you guys for listening. It's been so much fun. Thank you. It was a really fun episode.
Yeah.
And I've said fun like 6 times already, but it's been so much fun.
Yeah, it has been.
I really appreciate the support you guys show. Please share the podcast, comment, recommend it to a friend.
That's it for this episode. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace, love.
And harmony.